Acts chapter 18, verse 18 through 28. After this, Paul stayed many days longer, and then took leave of the brothers and set sail for Syria, and with him Priscilla and Aquila. At Cenchrea, he had cut his hair, for he was under a vow, and they came to Ephesus, and he left them there. But he himself went into the synagogue and reasoned with the Jews. When they asked him to stay for a longer period, he declined. But on taking leave of them, he said, "I will return to you if God wills." And he set sail from Ephesus. When he had landed at Caesarea, he went up and greeted the church, and then went down to Antioch. After spending some time there, he departed and went from one place to the next, through the region of Galatia and Phrygia, strengthening all the disciples. Now a Jew named Apollos, a native of Alexandria, came to Ephesus. He was an eloquent man, competent in the scriptures. He had been instructed in the way of the Lord, and being fervent in spirit, he spoke and taught accurately the things concerning Jesus, though he only knew the baptism of John. He began to speak boldly in the synagogue, but when Priscilla and Aquila heard him, they took him aside and explained to him the way of God more accurately. And when he wished to cross to Achaia, the brothers encouraged him and wrote to the disciples to welcome him. When he arrived, he greatly helped those who through grace had believed, for he powerfully refuted the Jews in public, showing by the scriptures that the Christ was Jesus.
This is the word of the Lord. Well, what an interesting passage. Of course, you have Paul heading into Ephesus, leaving, but God kind of raises up this other teacher, Apollos. And then I love, you know, Paul's associates, this kind of power couple of the New Testament, Priscilla and Aquila, just you know, a couple that the Lord used. I love just kind of that, you know, I want Jason and Paige to be a Priscilla and Aquila, right? I want us to just be this, we love the Lord together. We serve the Lord alongside each other, Andrew and Abby Montgomery. And of course, they're able to even strengthen further Apollos' teaching to the Ephesians. So yeah, really grateful for the passage. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, like you, I think that Priscilla and Aquila play a key part here. Even like we talked about them yesterday, and Paul started hanging out with them because they were all tent makers. And somewhere along the way, like they had obviously been discipled well, and now they are discipling this Apollos character, which is so significant. Like I think it's a very kind that they, when they heard him, they took him aside and explained to him the way of God more accurately.
And they weren't jealous of him. They were for him. They were excited. They said, "Hey, but hey, there's more that you need to learn." And and of course, then you know he went over to Achaia and he was incredibly effective there also. And I just love this: is you're refuting the Jews in public, showing that the scriptures. That Christ was Jesus, showing by the scriptures rather that Christ was Jesus. So I think this is really important for us to kind of understand what is happening in this early church preaching. They're looking at the Old Testament and they're saying, who is this really about? It's about Jesus of Nazareth. They're proving the trustworthiness of the gospel, the trustworthiness of Christ by the Old Testament scriptures. So yeah, I just think that's like a really powerful idea. And I want us to be the kind of church that does that also, that that understands that Jesus is in all of the Bible, that Jesus is in every part of the scripture. Obviously in the New Testament, he's obviously here in the book of Acts, he's in the letters of Paul, he's in the Gospels, but he's all throughout the Hebrew scriptures also.
Yeah, absolutely. That's something we talked about recently in Covenant Kids, is that all scripture points to Jesus.
Covenant Kids. You know what? If you want to really learn, that's where it's at.
That's right.
So, and I just want to say publicly, so grateful for all that you guys are doing there. It's so powerful and just so good to see the Lord at work. As he was at work here in Ephesus, as he was at work in Achaia, he's at work on Sunday mornings in Covenant Kids right here in Atlanta, Georgia.
Yeah.
So for Abby Montgomery, I'm Jason Dees. Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening to Our Daily Rhythm. I'm Jason Dees, one of the pastors of Christ Covenant, And Our Daily Rhythm is a ministry of our church designed to help you more faithfully and effectively meditate on God's Word. If you ever have a question for us about one of our Bible readings or one of your own Bible readings, please don't hesitate to text us at 404-465-1737. Again, that's 404-465-1737. Or email me directly at jason@christcovenant.com. We'll meet you again tomorrow for Our Daily Rhythm.